As promised, right now, I'm joined by a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans, a two-time national champion at Alabama, an all-SEC selection. For his career, 152 tackles, 15 sacks, 19 quarterback hits. He was the 22nd pick in this year's draft. Tennessee is going to open up against Miami on September 9th. We are joined right now by Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, really nice to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Good. Good to have you on. Listen, you spent your entire life working towards this moment, and now you're less than 2 months from your first NFL game. Do you have any idea what it's going to feel like to run out of a tunnel for the first time in a regular season NFL game?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to be nervous and anxious. I mean, I was like that at every single game when I was at Bama. So I feel like I'm going to be like that. And, you know, just to be able to have the opportunity to play in the league, man, something that I dreamed of my whole life, man, it's going to be amazing.
All right, so I had your new teammate, Wesley Woodyard, on the program right after you were drafted, and he was saying how much he's looking forward to working with you. You're going to come into a situation where the defense has got a lot of talent. You've got some really good guys, too. So what's the transition been like so far from college to the NFL?
I think the number one thing is just being up to speed with those guys. I mean, a lot of them have a lot of plays and a lot of games up under their belt, and they know the ins and outs of football. So for me to be able to get as much information and soak up as much information as I can from those guys, I feel like that's going to elevate my game.
Rashawn Evans joining us. Now, you were a leader at Alabama, and early on, Titans head coach Mike Vrabel put you in charge of the other rookies. So what did that mean to you to know that you got that level of respect from your head coach already, and how have you gone about trying to lead?
I've just been embracing it, man. I feel like, you know, as I continue to step into that role, I think that needs to come naturally. Number one is lead by example, making sure I do all the things on and off the field for me to be able to say the things that, you know, I want somebody else to do. And, you know, I just kind of just, you know, follow the guys that have been in the league for a long time and get as much information from them. And I feel like, you know, from that, I feel like I'll be fine.
I'll tell you something, talking to you right now, you don't sound like somebody who hasn't played his first game in the NFL yet. And one of the things your coaches talk about is the maturity you have and the fact that you already approach your job like a professional. I got to know, where does the mindset and the approach come from?
I would say just me, just naturally how I was raised. You know, my parents raised a, you know, young man that has, you know, has a lot of value. And, I take a lot of pride in, you know, the things that I do. And I do it passionately, and you can kind of see that the way I play. So I feel like just me going into this, you know, this season, I feel like the number one thing for me is to continue to keep doing what I've been doing and, you know, let everything just happen by itself.
Now, when you mention your parents, I wonder about this, because another phrase that gets used when people talk about you is you're an old soul. How much of that do you think might come from growing up in the country?
I think it has a lot to do with it. You know, my mom and dad, they all listen to old school music. You know, some of my teachers were all old school. So I think that's the reason why they do that. But, you know, I embrace it. I love it. For me to be able to be called that, I feel like, you know, that's something that's a compliment, I would say.
Tennessee Titan Rashawn Evans, my guest. Listen, follow me on this. There's this amazing story, and maybe you're tired of telling it, but I'm not sure everybody knows this story, so I have to ask. Legend has it, man, when you were young, your family had horses. Your brother Alex was a big animal guy. He said you should start chasing horses. When he said that, what did you first think?
I thought he was crazy when he first said chasing horses, man. I mean, horses are powerful animals, man. You know, they're like, you know, cars almost in a way, just how fast they are and how big they are. So for me to get behind something like that, you know, you got to be a little crazy and not have a little bit up there, you know, at the top. But, you know, when I first started doing it, you know, I kind of had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, after that, I just started implementing it into my, you know, my workouts.
Just so you know, I'm a horse guy. I grew up with horses. We own thoroughbred horses. I know exactly what you're talking about. But Alex said that you guys would run with the horses, especially with this one, Aladdin, almost every day from grade school to high school. I mean, what were those workouts like, and did you ever catch a horse?
Crazy. I never caught the horse. My brother did, though. So I guess that kind of tells you who had the most talent in that area, but, you know, as far as speed. But other than that, man, I mean, me and my brother, we work, you know, hand to hand. Whenever he has ideas, you know, he brings them to me, and, you know, I just try to, you know, work with him and see what happens. But, you know, you can kind of tell the creativity that's within my family.
Rashawn Evans joining us. I'm going to talk about your family in a minute. I want to ask you this, and not everybody knows this. You were a quarterback. You actually were a quarterback back in the day.
Yeah.
What was it like playing quarterback?
It was amazing. That was my first love, actually, my first love as far as position-wise. And, you know, it kind of hurt me too when I had to move over to defense. But, you know, the reason for it was that I was so aggressive. I was always trying to find guys to run over. So they were like, well, shoot, since you got the size, you might as well just move over to defense. They felt like I was going to make a lot more money than, you know, playing defense and playing quarterback. So, you know, I went with it.
You went with it. It makes sense. But at that time, when you first hear that, it's tough, right? I mean, you said it yourself. And, like, when you're
absolutely.
And you want to be the guy, and then your old man played the game, your father played. When you guys first heard that, you and your dad, what'd you think?
You know, me and my dad, we looked at each other. We were kind of like, you know, how is all of this stuff going to pan out? You know, my dad, most of my family members are all offensive people. So, you know, having a defensive person in the living room is kind of like, wow, you know, things have changed, you know, dramatically. But, you know, other than that, man, I'm embracing. I love it. You know, I was blessed to be able to go first round and be selected by the Tennessee Titans. So I feel like everything worked out.
Rashawn Evans joining us. So you made the transition to defense. And the story goes that you were playing safety, then linebacker, then defensive end.
Yeah.
What was the move like from offense to defense?
It was a little different. Defense, you got to pay attention to a lot of things, man. And, you know, you have to have control of a lot of things. But I think, too, quarterback kind of helped me out to be able to understand that I'm a big the guy that's accountable to be able to, you know, make calls and put guys into the right position so they can be successful as well. So I think the leadership part of that from quarterback, I think that kind of transitioned over to football, to defense. So it wasn't that bad of a move.
My guest is Rashawn Evans. You mentioned your family was mostly offensive people. One more thing about that, they were mostly Auburn people. They were all Auburn people.
Exactly.
I mean, think about this. Your father played at Auburn. Your mother has 4 degrees from Auburn, including a doctorate. Your sister was an Auburn cheerleader. Your uncle is a vice president at Auburn. So knowing all of that, how did you end up at Bama?
Man, I had to go against the grain. You know, I did something that was unheard of, something that a lot of people probably felt that wasn't the best decision. But, you know, now that I look back on it, I mean, I got 2 national champions around, you know, to the Tennessee Titans, one of the best teams in the league. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, Rashawn, I mean, you went against the grain. You were swimming upstream. It all worked out. I mean, it was the right call. And obviously people on the outside are going to push back. What about inside, though? Was your family pushing back at all, or do they understand it and they support the decision from the jump?
They understood it. The whole process was very stressful for me because, you know, I had a lot of people in the Arbor that, you know, I wanted to make happy. But at the same time, you know, I had to make a business decision. And, you know, my family were right there every bit of every part of my family was there. And, you know, when I made my final decision, I had every single person that was, you know, a part of my family there. They were there to support me, and, you know, we made a decision.
Hey, listen, I'm sure you'll tell me it's because of that support, but when you're a young person like that, you're a young person, man, that's a heavy, heavy, heavy decision to have to make.
Oh,
and then all the negative response that came along with it, how did you deal with that? How did you process that part of it?
Well, I kind of had to just kind of weed out some of the things that, you know, that caused a guy, you know, at my age at the time when I was like 18 or 19, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, influence you to want to go to a certain place, whether it's somebody that you know or love that, you know, wants to see you play each and every game there. So it was a hard transition. And, you know, I kind of feel bad for a lot of these guys that are coming out. You know, it seems like football is starting to become even more and more, you know, on TV and on social media. So it's kind of hard for guys to really just kind of do things, you know, silently and privately. But other than that, man, I feel like, you know, in that situation, it's a blessing. You just have to embrace it. And, you know, I think that's exactly what I did.
Dude, you are an old soul. I think this is really important what you just said. I mean, there's so much that goes into playing football or any sport at the highest level, but it's so different right now with social media, with the distraction, with the fans, with the pressure you get. How do you block out all the noise, focus only on the controllables, and just worry about football? Yeah. How do you go about doing that?
I feel like just, you know, you can kind of put it in so many ways, man. I feel like everybody has a different situation. You know, my situation was, you know, I'm truly blessed to be able to have 2 parents and to be able to have the family members that I had to, you know, help me make a decision like that. But not a lot of guys had that luxury. You know, some guys are being able to make decisions on their own, and, you know, you can kind of tell, you know, just how hard of a decision that is, because, you know, what you choose can, you know, change your life drastically. And, you know, I feel like for any guy in that situation, I think the number one thing is just to, you know, make the business decision. Understand that you need to go to a team that, you know, that can help and build you to be the player that you want to be. And, you know, you kind of have to, you know, really think off to maybe like 3 or 4 years off, you know, into the future, man, to kind of see how you might pan out. And that's exactly what I did. I feel like, you know, University of Alabama was going to better prepare me, you know, for the league and be able to have the opportunity to go first round and you know, have these luxuries of being able to, you know, be on here as well. So, I mean, you know, I think everything, you know, as far as that, I feel like you just got to really just kind of weed out all of that stuff and just make a smart, you know, business decision.
Rashawn Evans joining us. You know, something you said, it's one thing to be a young person and have to make a decision like that, that you know, it's going to impact the rest of your life and make a business decision, but you had a lot of family support. What if you're a young player and you're making a decision that's not only going to impact your life, what if there are other people counting on you as well and you're trying to do something that's going to impact a bunch of other people's lives? How much pressure is that for a young player?
It's a lot of pressure, man. You know, you coming in from high school, man, and, you know, the only thing they want you to do is play football. That's the only thing you really got to worry about and, you know, make your grades. But, you know, when you transition that into a guy at that age, you know, to make a decision like that, not only changes his life but everybody around him, you know, it can wear and tear on the guys, you know, mentally. And, you know, I think the number one thing is for guys to really just kind of, really just, you know, be in a situation where they need to understand that, you know, this is truly about them. They are the guy that's going to be waking up at 6:30 in the morning, running those 110s, and you know, having to go into that film room and get the extra film work and all those little things. And not only that, be able to have, you know, guys around them that they are able to, you know, be like. And I think that's a lot of things that you have to, you know, kind of take into account when you're making a decision like that. So it's very difficult decision, but, you know, once you really just kind of slow everything down and understand that decision has to really come truly down to you, I think the player is going to be happy, and the way he plays and all those things, I think the family members, all of that will fall in line.
Dude, I'm shaking my head because when I went to college and I was your age, going into college, I didn't have any of that, man. My parents paid for my school. All I had to focus on was getting to class, getting my grades, and in no way was I ready even for that, much less all this.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, what was it like playing for Nick Saban? What did you learn from Nick Saban? What kind of an impact did he have on you on and off the field?
Oh, man, you know, Coach Saban and I feel like, you know, me and him, we were really in a transition of really learning each other. You know, Coach Saban is a very structured guy. You know, he wants things a certain way. And, you know, I was a guy that was very creative, wanted to do things kind of my way in some sorts. But, you know, as I kind of got, you know, older and, you know, understanding him, you know, I truly implemented his ways and his coaching into my lifestyle. And, you know, it changed everything. And I feel like, you know, to be able to be under a guy like that, I think it does – you know, it does wonders to a guy's life, and to be able to, you know, grow up and be able to understand the meaning of, you know, paying attention to detail, doing all the right things when nobody else is looking. So just doing those little things like that, I feel like that's something that I implemented into my life, and not only just in football, but, you know, outside of football. And I think, you know, that's something I'm continuing to do.
He's the ultimate process guy. So let me ask you this. You adjusted to him, and you clearly benefited from that, but you brought a certain creativity to it, like you said. Did he adjust to you at all, or is it his way or the highway?
It depends, man. I think as a coach with him, I think he has to kind of feel you out as a player. If he understands that you're a mature guy, that you are truly there to really be the best that you can possibly be, you know, he's going to be leaning on certain things. And, you know, I feel like, you know, as I got older and matured, I think he began to be more lean. He depended on me a lot more. He trusted me a lot more. And that's something that I earned. It's not something that I walked into and was like, you know, you're going to make me wear this jersey. I'm going to wear this jersey. You're going to put me in this position. I'm going to play that. It's not like that. It's more of you proving to the guys, not only, you know, upstairs, but the guys that's in the locker room as well, that you deserve to be able to play and be able to, you know, wear that jersey.
He's a member of the Tennessee Titans now, a two-time national champion. He was an all-SEC player while he was there, a first-round draft pick, and starting the NFL dream. Rashawn, I've talked to a lot of rookies, man. You do not sound like a rookie. I appreciate you. I appreciate you finding that studio in New York City. Really nice to have you on the program, and I'll look forward to getting caught up with you once the year starts, man. Really good to have you on, Rashawn.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you. You have a great day. Rashawn Evans, he is years beyond where a guy like that would normally be. And I think part of his upbringing, part of the fact that he went to Alabama – but that does not sound like a rookie at all. You can see why they like him so much. Rashawn Evans, that is a guy to watch. And he found his way into a studio, sat right down, knocked out a great interview, too. Much respect. All right, so we start hour number two. Remember, hour number three is going to be a full hour. including the ATP. Ask the Pros. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question right there. Listen later on. I might answer yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We will have that in hour number three. We'll have the week that was in hour number three. Terry Francona in hour three. Luke Walton in hour three. Meaning the second hour is your hour to step it up. Get in here. You have your phone number. You know where to find me on Twitter. You know where to shoot me an email. I've got these.